Maybe he got it from a friendly cop who was just keeping the parents of the victim informed. However it happened, he knew where Harris lived. He went to the spot where he'd hidden the body and moved it. My guess is that it was in the trunk of a car all along, probably on one of his car lots. Anyway, he took the body to Harris's neighborhood and dumped it in a trash lot a couple blocks from the suspect's apartment. When it was found the next morning, the cops finally had another piece of evidence, circumstantial as it was, to go with the fingerprints. But all Harris was a patsy. His prints had been left when he washed Mrs. Kincaid's car, Irving said. Right. So what about Elias? Lindell asked. How did he get himself killed? I think Mrs. Kincaid did that. By mistake.